Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Farhan Tahir,
who's starring in Othello at Shakespeare Theater Company as part of their free-for-all. People get to come see Shakespeare for free. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're most welcome. It's good to be with you.
Now, and I also owe you a special thanks for waking up super early, because you are out on the West Coast. Our listeners need to know this. So he was doing rehearsals for Othello for here. Then he flew out to Vancouver to shoot a TV show. And then you're going to come back. How do you do this?
Yeah, it's a show called The Magicians. I don't know. All I keep telling myself is impossibility, fatigue, tiredness, and exhaustion are not part of my lexicon. I'll deal with all of those things once this is all over. So there were moments, or there were times when I literally came back, did the rehearsal, got in a red eye, went back, shot for 2 days, got in a red eye, came back, rehearsed for 2 days, got back in a red eye, back and shot. So it's been a little bit crazy, but you know what? Oh, it'll all get done, and hopefully the result will be worth all the effort.
Well, the things we do for our craft.
Really, really.
Seriously.
And
no.
Who says it is glorious and glamorous? It's a lot of work, but fun work. I would do anything else. So
absolutely, it's a grind, but you're living the dream, man.
That's so great.
All right, cool. Well, we do appreciate you taking the time. I do want to go into Othello, obviously, because that's the reason we're talking. But can we just first talk about the free for all? And do you know much about this?
Yes, I mean, I haven't done one before, but I think it's such a wonderful idea to open up theater to people who can come free of, you know, no ticket charges, no nothing, who can just come and enjoy the show. I think it opens new audiences to Shakespeare. It opens new audiences to theater. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to bring their families, because sometimes I understand that the tickets can get pricey. So everybody can come and enjoy. It's a wonderful way to kind of end the summer before we go into fall and, you know, and kids go back to school and all that. So I personally think it's really, really a wonderful idea. And I'm so excited that we're doing it, because we're bringing something to them which is, I think, very timely, this particular play. And I think it's very, it's thought-provoking. So, yeah, it's fun. But at the same time, it brings up issues which we are dealing with in our real lives. And it sheds a light on them. So I think hopefully people will enjoy it.
Yeah, let's go into that a little more. You mentioned how timely it is. Explain what you mean by that. Like, which sort of themes here? I mean, you and I know this, but tell our listeners what you're thinking.
I mean, Othello, of course, deals with the themes of racism, religious apathy to other people's faiths. It deals with ageism. It deals with classism. So there are all these themes which are universal, and that's what I love about Shakespeare, that he wrote about these things with such astute observation and such a wonderful way of telling the story. And these themes have been part of our experience as humans for hundreds and hundreds of years. And that's why Shakespeare has become a classic, because he tells the story in such beautiful ways. And at the same time deals with such deep issues that I think it makes it current for any time.
Yeah, you're right. He taps into such universal themes that it really is timeless. I mean, and we're still performing it. And centuries from now, I still think they'll be relevant to whatever's going on in those times. I truly believe
absolutely.
That. All right, cool. Well, that's sort of the themes, but before we dive in any further, let's break down the little premise. Let's say any of our listeners aren't familiar with Othello, or maybe they read it, you know, back in high school or something. Break down, you know, the setting, Cyprus, you know, Othello, Moorish general, Iago, you know, break down what the premise is.
When we first meet these people, it is in Venice, and Othello, who is a general in the Venetian army, hails from, he's a Moor, so he hails from Morocco or from that part of the world. And he is a celebrated general. We meet him at this moment when the father of Desdemona finds out that Desdemona and Othello have eloped, basically.
Right.
And of course, it is this big moment. It is also the moment when the Venetians find out that they are at war with the Ottoman Empire. Mm-hmm. Now, both these things are happening at the same time. The curious thing is that Desdemona's father at this point accuses Othello that the only way that he could have somehow either charmed his daughter is through witchcraft, which is an intriguing point to me. Because of every culture always has assigned the label of the other to someone.
Right.
And in this case, Othello is the other, a man from another culture, a man from another race, a man from another place. And the thing that intrigues me is that because he is labeled the other, he is then also accused that the only way that he could have charmed or made Desdemona to fall in love with him is through witchcraft.
Wow.
Because obviously he has nothing else to offer. It's when we assign attributes to people or a community or a group, and then we judge every single action of that mm-hmm. person, that community, that group, through the attributes that we have assigned them, thus making them the other. Is an intriguing idea to me. So that is a setup. And then in the midst of all of this, Iago, who is the villain of this story, has a personal vendetta against Othello because he was passed on for the promotion that another character ends up getting, Cassio.
Right.
So anyway, so to make, you know, I want people to come and see it. So they all end up in Cyprus. Iago, through his conniving, crafty ways, puts the doubt into Othello's mind that Desdemona is having an affair with the man, Cassio, who was promoted rather than Iago was.
Which turns out it isn't exactly true. Iago's sort of the master manipulator here.
Exactly. And yeah. And it's the beautiful thing about the way Shakespeare writes is, and I've thought about this a lot, that why does Othello believe this,
mm-hmm.
you know? He's a smart man, he's a general and all that. And the one thing that comes to my mind is that if he's a consummate general, a soldier, doubt is something a soldier cannot afford.
Ah, right.
Because a doubt in battle means death.
Right, you can't hesitate, man.
You can't hesitate, right?
Yep.
So when that drop of doubt is put into his mind, it spreads like cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the tragedy and the heroic story of this man is that here is the unraveling and destruction of a very decent human being until he comes back and realizes what has happened. And at that moment, forgives Iago.
Mm.
Now that to me is the real mark of a decent man, that you can commit horrible acts in rage, in jealousy, in you know, and passion, but do you have the ability, when you come back to your senses, to understand what you have done, or will you justify till the bitter end your actions?
Right. Do you double and triple down, or do you have the humility to? Yeah. All right. So to you, that's sort of the. I mean, even though we know overall this is a tragedy, obviously, but to you, that's sort of the silver lining of redemption for.
It is. It is because to me, that is what. The true character of a human being is, do we have that ability to accept our actions and not always justify them? Know when we do a good deed and when we do a bad deed. And then how do we redeem ourselves from that moment if we have done something bad to someone?
Right. Admitting that you were wrong is what makes you a bigger man or woman.
Absolutely.
Too many leaders nowadays can't admit that. And
well, yes.
Tell me about your co-stars. Who plays Iago?
Iago is Jay Whittaker, who is absolutely, absolutely brilliant in the role. And I can't say enough good things about it.
It's such a juicy role for him, man, just to play. I mean, puppeteer, you know, it's so great.
It really is. And then Madeline Rogers plays Desdemona. And again, she brings such warmth and such heart to the character that it is heartbreaking, the unraveling of this couple. Mm-hmm. And I can't say enough good things about her. It's an absolutely wonderful performance from both of them.
And then how about Cassio?
Casio is, again, see, Casio, Patrick Vail, he played Casio the last time we did it. This time the Iago and the and Desdemona are new entries. And he brings such a, there's a light touch to him and makes him, you know, there is such sincerity to his portrayal of the character that you can't really not like him. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see all of these people coming together in such a short time and creating. Yes, we might be staging it similarly, but I think it's a new, fresh show that people will end up seeing.
Absolutely. Tell me about your director, Ron Daniels. How much of a treat has it been to work with him?
Ron and I go back, almost 20-some years now. And he's probably one of my favorite directors for Shakespeare. Well, for anything. But he brings... His whole approach to Shakespeare is simple. He puts the story out. He is wonderful in understanding the language and making it accessible, not just, you know, some, you know, classic thing which becomes hard to understand. His whole way of offering up the story and offering up the language and offering up the production is really so that people of today can feel the comfort and the trust that this classic play is not something that's beyond our understanding.
Right.
That it has to be brought to that level of simplicity. You'll even see the stage is so simply done that it becomes the responsibility of the actors through language and through emotion to share the story with the audience. And Ron and I go back, as I said, 20-some years ago. He directed me in a production of Midsummer Night's Dream a long, long time ago when we were at American Repertory Theater. And that's a show that can be overproduced a lot because of the fairies and this and that. And he did it with 18 chairs on stage, which turned into everything, the promontories and the theater and everything.
Wow.
Because he trusts the actor to bring the story to the audience.
Right.
And he really works on that connection that you can create between the audience and the actor and the story. And he is absolutely brilliant.
You mentioned the 18 chairs in Midsummer Night's Dream. What about with Othello? What do we see visually on stage for this one?
Well, you will see it's a raked stage, so it's slightly, you know, on an angle. You will see three chairs, a table, and you will see some drums on the side of the stage. The rest of it is all open space. We get to play it. It also prevents actors to chew the scenery.
Exactly. Yeah, that's one of my favorite showbiz terms, by the way. I love chew the scenery.
Yeah, so there's you know, so you really, you know, you got to bring it on, or you're dead on the spot.
Right. That's awesome. Oh, that's so cool. Well, we're excited to see you. And I know it's so. And again, we mentioned it's for this free for all. And just want to remind everyone that the performances run August 15th through August 27th. So you only got a couple weeks. So make your plans to come out now. But it is
absolutely
free.
Absolutely. I think it would be worth your while. Everyone should come out and see it if they can.
Absolutely. Well, we do appreciate you taking the time. Now you go hop off and go back to sleep.
No, there's no sleep. It's a shower, a shave, and then
nice.
Off to shoot, and then on a red eye back so that I can make the preview tomorrow morning.
That's so great.
Night.
Hey, actually, if you don't mind, before you hop off, tell us a little bit about the TV show you're shooting.
Oh, the TV show that I'm shooting is called The Magicians, and it is on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, cool.
The makeup takes hours. So it's 6 hours, 7 hours of makeup to get into that look. So, you know, it has its, its trials and tribulations, but hopefully it'll be fun for people to watch.
Absolutely. Well, and if our listeners see you on TV, they might recognize you from American Crime.
Yes. There you go. Yeah, hopefully.
Right? Would you like to share memories of working on that show with John Ridley?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's so brilliant because, again, what he, something that he does is that American Crime was a show that of course, dealt with the crime, but it also dealt with all the issues that go around that crime in our society, and how does it affect people? Not basically just a solving of the crime, which also happens in the show, but the ripple effect of all of that particular tragic event on people's lives. And he holds up a mirror for people to look at ourselves and go, well, do we possess all of these good and bad qualities? So that's a brilliant thing to do. And with television, that's, you know, it's a different medium, that you can come back every week and expand these characters and refine them as you go along. So I think it was American Crime was a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant show.
Awesome. Well, definitely, if our listeners saw you in that and they recognize you, come out and see him in Othello. Again, guys, it's August 15th through the 27th, part of the free-for-all at Shakespeare Theater Company. Thanks so much for taking time to join us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it. Have a good day.